like the pine trees lining the winding road. I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Life won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Yo, wait a minute. No way, not him. You don't show him, son. You don't play.
It's
spare, cuz Frank's gonna run all over you again. Just shut up, let's play some football.
Come on, play
the ball. About time you got here.
Sorry, guys.
All right, let's do the one where Vince kind of runs by everybody on one.
Ready? Break!
Ready? Break!
Wanna tell me why you're late?
My car's in a bad mood. Come on, it was only for a few plays.
That's great, Vince. We're out of work and you're playing games. It's not like you couldn't use the time for anything else, right?
Look, we're not out of work.
Please. The school's giving you, what, 2 days a week substitute teaching? You 10 bar at night? What do you call that? Gainfully employed?
What do you want me to do? Things are gonna get better, all right? I promise.
When, Vince? When are things gonna get better?
Papali, may I help you?
I'm sorry, it must be a mistake. I thought this was my class.
Hey, Mr. Papali.
Hey, guys.
Mr. Papali, can I have a word with you, please?
We were trying to call you.
Well, there was a mix-up with the bill and they shut my phone off, but it should be back on today.
We were calling you to let you know that you won't be needed this summer. The district is forcing us to make more cutbacks. We have a lot of teachers with more seniority than you. I'm sorry. I know it's a hell of a deal.
Well, it's no secret to anybody here that it's been a rough stretch for the Eagles organization. Last few seasons haven't lived up to my expectations or the expectations of the many fans of this great team. But gentlemen, today, that is going to change. The man who's going to bring us back recently led UCLA to a Rose Bowl win over Ohio State. Please welcome Mr. Dick Vermeil.
Thank you, Mr. Toews. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to start by saying what a tremendous honor it is to coach this particular football team.
Think he brought his surfboard?
Coaching this
surfboard, beach boy.
Philadelphia records. Eagles have a very long and proud tradition of winning and excellence. It's a tradition that's been lost in recent years. It's a tradition that I'm committed to restoring.
Man should be committed for taking this job.
Hey, Mick, you mean to tell me you didn't see that guy clothesline, Pete?
How did she know?
I saw it from the car.
Hey, that team had you guys beat by a mile on that play.
Oh, yeah? Then why aren't you drinking over there? Go to their bar, traitor.
You want that on your tab?
Hey, put a leash on that monkey.
Mitch, why does he get to run a tab? I don't.
Because he's got a job, that's why.
That's great, Max. Yeah, that's a great way to treat a friend.
Hey, Max. Got a chance I could pick up a few more hours?
Sure. Why?
Well, the Eagles took their time on this one, but for the
I'm giving my cousin from New York a few hours starting Thursday. You can have the rest if you want.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Owner Leonard Toews announced the hiring of UCLA's Dick Vermeil as the
Eagles. Hey, Grumpy. You want to turn up the tube?
Before I take your questions, I'd like to make a quick announcement. This coming Saturday, at Veterans Stadium, at 9 a.m., the Philadelphia Eagles will hold open tryouts. We're open to all comers.
It's open. This guy's out of his mind.
There you have it, Eagle fans. So strap on your helmets, throw on those shoulder pads. Here's your chance to play in the NFL.
I guess four wins wasn't so bad after all.
Yo, Vince, what do you say?
What?
You're faster than half those guys anyway.
Hey, come on, give it a shot.
Yeah, Vince. Papali at the 40. The 30. The 20.
He's at the 10.
Our first day, you're going soft on me, are you?
Look who's talking.
Well, I found out today that there aren't any sprinkler systems on the East Coast. It only took me a half an hour to make that little discovery.
You happen to see that press conference today?
Yeah. You look good.
The tryout come off sounding a little desperate?
Maybe a little. You don't seriously think you're gonna find someone, do you?
Just trying to get people excited, that's all.
So Max just told me. She took everything, and she wants a divorce.
Look, it's nothing, all right? Forget about it, though.
Gin and tonic, light on the tonic, and a red meat for you,
yeah?
Here you go.
Sweetheart, you could cook Italian, I'd marry you.
If she had no legs, you'd marry her.
Get out of here.
Sorry, I'm late, Max.
Hey, look up.
I know, Max.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
No problem. Anything you need, eh?
Vince Papali, meet my cousin, Janet Cantwell.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
And just so everyone knows, we have a minor character flaw that we're all gonna have to deal with here.
I don't see many flaws, Max.
Watch it, Bernie. My cousin, who is from New York, who was born in New York, is a New York Giants fan.
Oh, go Giants!
A passionate New York Giants fan.
Max, Giant fan?
Maxie, come
on.
Oh,
I know.
62-10, Giants humiliate the Eagles. What was that, 3 years ago? And we actually get our players from something called the NFL Draft.
Ooh. See, Vince, that's another reason why you got to try out this weekend.
Nobody's trying out, Tommy, okay?
Why not? You clean up at all our games.
Oh, he's 30 years old for one thing.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, a little difference between me, Joe Green, and Bobby from the Tanker, you think?
Hey, screw me, Joe. We don't even play Pittsburgh this year.
Petey's right.
Yeah, why not? Your old lady ain't gonna stop you.
What? What'd you say, Johnny? I mean, what, you playing stupid now? You got a problem with me, Johnny?
I do. Why don't you get out of here, Johnny? Come on, right now. Hey, forget it. He's drunk. He just needs to find some work, that's all.
You and your thing? Johnny losing it because he can't pay a bill?
Now, Pete. Pete ain't been right since his brother Andrew came back dead from the war.
Well, you, Tommy? You hanging in okay?
Yeah, same old. Bunch of guys talking about going on a strike. I ain't worried. You know I'm serious about this tryout, right? Hey, I have eight beers in me, but I'm serious, okay?
Tommy, I mean, I play 1 year of high school ball. It ain't gonna happen.
There's no one I know that is a bigger Eagle fan than you, okay? Nobody. I mean, we're talking about Veteran Stadium here, where Eagles there. I mean, that is sacred ground, pal. Even if you're down there for 1 hour, man, you're down there.
So Max is ready to call it a night, huh?
Last call, Pally. Saddest music I know.
So set him up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know.
Yeah,
it was good. It was a good
time, you know. Hi, Pop. Vince. Come on.
I never did like her. I never told you that, did I?
Guess maybe I should have seen it coming, huh?
What does she think? You're the only guy out there trying to make ends meet. All those years, mother being sick. Well, that was nobody's fault. But this...
Papa, I never had to ask you this before, but I don't have trouble making rent.
Yeah. How much you need?
$100. I can pay you back as soon as I
get it. Been times I've needed help too. This is family. We've had some rough times, you and me, but we stick on this one, okay?
Thanks.
So So what do you make of this new coach?
Beat Woody Hayes in the Rose Bowl. Saying something.
Yeah, I heard from Maxie that the guys are riding you pretty hard about going to this tryout.
Yeah, well.
You know, Vince, it might not be the worst thing to let this one go. Man can only take so much failure.
Hello, Philly fans. I'm here today with literally hundreds of Eagle hopefuls waiting for their shot at Coach Dick Vermeil's much-publicized open tryout. Now, what brings you out here today, sir?
You want to be an Eagle, baby!
What makes you think you have a chance out here?
Well, Wade, 2 years high school football, varsity. 28 years old, look at me. I'm in the best shape of my life!
Now, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Absolutely.
Fight, Eagle, fight! On the road to victory! Fight, Eagle, fight!
What more can I say?
To meet three of your best players. We've got Dean German. Come here, guys. Come here. TJ Banks. Ronnie Sampson.
Dick Vermeil, you're the coach.
How you doing, coach?
Gentlemen.
I'll make him 5 minutes.
How's it looking, coach? Seeing anything yet?
You're not worried, are you, TJ?
Should I be?
Well, last year we had one of the worst defenses in the league. Defense wasn't much better. I'd say everybody needs to worry. See you boys at camp.
We'll be there, coach. Longer than you will.
Let's go, gentlemen. Find another gear.
They do know they're supposed to be running, right?
5-7. Next.
You see?
How we doing?
Get your head and miss goal.
I've seen glaciers move faster.
A few. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me with these numbers, Dick. Can I please let these guys go?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it, gentlemen.
That's it, sir. That's it.
Thank you for coming out.
Oh, no, coach.
That's it.
Thanks for coming. You worked real hard. Gotta work on your speed a little, okay?
Been having trouble with this
since I bought it.
I'm Dick Vermeil.
Vince Papali.
Vince, pretty good workout you just turned in. Any idea how fast you're running?
No, not really.
It's a 4.5. This means you're a heck of a lot faster than this car of yours. Where'd you play your college ball?
I didn't play college ball.
Vince, you mind me asking you how old you are?
No, I don't mind. Mind me asking how old you are, Coach?
38. Yeah, that's most of his morning at Veterans Stadium watching Eagle Hopefuls.
Hey, buddy.
I guess we can call it Hopefuls. How'd it go out there this morning?
It wasn't exactly a bad day.
You had a chance to go and didn't, did you?
Former head coach Mike McCormick may not have run the tightest ship in the NFL, but at least it wasn't a ship of fools.
Mike Eagles fight!
That player, no surprise, did not get an invitation to training camp. But believe it or not, new head coach Dick Vermeil has decided to invite one person and one person only. He is Philadelphia native Vince Papale, a former teacher who didn't even play college ball.
Oh, you must be kidding me!
Next round's on the house with my boy Vince here.
Another beer.
Hey, I grew up with brothers, but I got no problem hitting a girl.
She called Petey a girl.
Vince! Yo, Vince, she's disrespecting your team.
I'm not disrespecting his team. I'm just respecting mine.
All right, already, sweetheart. You such a Giants fan. Name me a Giant. Any Giant.
Any Giant.
Dangerous game, Johnny.
I'm a dangerous guy.
Sam Huff.
Everybody knows Sam Huff.
Sam Huff, All-American linebacker, West Virginia, 5 years All-Pro, led the Giants to the championship game in 56, 58, 59, 61, 62, and 63.
Hey, how many championships they win?
Oh, shut up, Tom.
Oh, okay.
The big goose egg.
Oh, Ace wants to get into the game. All right, teach me something about your beloved Eagles.
That's easy, Tommy McDonald.
Oh, that's Vince's boy.
All-American wide receiver, Oklahoma. Led the Eagles to the championship in 1960 over Green Bay.
1960.
And who'd they beat to get there?
Nina. The New York Giants! See, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, everybody quiet down.
Last year or two, we ain't had much to raise our glasses to. But we sure got something tonight, don't we? To Vince Papale, neighborhood boy, who's starting 2 days from now, will be on the field mixing it up with Bill Burge.
Burge!
T-Bone Parker.
T-Bone!
Frankie LeMaster.
Yeah!
For that team we still love.
Yeah!
The Philadelphia Eagles! Okay?
Yeah.
Let's go outside for a minute.
Thanks. I'm all right. I got some help.
Yeah, well, you're about to get some more. Come on, pay some bills while you're at camp.
Thanks.
What?
It It's not like I'm going to be making the team.
Don't talk like that. You go out there and you play like you're better than they are. Come on.
I'm going to make it up to you, all right?
Oh, you're damn right you are.
Go ahead, sit down. You know what? You're lucky I got
a take. Hey, you know him?
Yeah. One of you guys should get back in there. It's getting crazy.
Animals.
I got it.
No. You should go home till you're in training, remember? I'll walk her home while you're at it. She's on your way.
No, I'm fine.
Right. And I'm going to tell Uncle Richie I let you walk home at night in South Philly wearing that. Come on.
Good night.
Whoa. Wait a second. Are you kidding me? Wade Chambers right here at my place.
Is this Max's?
Yeah, it's Max's. Max Cantwell. This is my cousin Janet.
Hi.
And this is the man you probably want to talk to, Vince Papale.
Well, thanks.
People want to know who you are, Vince. All we need is 5 minutes.
Hey, you can do it right here outside my bar.
I gotta walk, Shannon.
Oh, no. I can wait.
All right, 5 minutes.
All right. Papale or Papale?
Papale.
All set. I'm here on Franklin Street with Vince Papale, a bartender at Max's Bar and Grill, and perhaps future professional football player with the Philadelphia Eagles. So,
hey, whoa,
Vince,
whoa,
tell
whoa,
us about your day at Veterans Stadium.
Hey, Pete! Yo, what are you,
all right, let's cut it.
Going on, my kids?
Sorry.
Come on, we're on TV here.
How'd you become a Giants fan?
Besides the fact I was born in New York. 5 brothers, all older. Not much choice, yeah? That's why I like bartending. It's like I'm back home listening to my brothers argue.
You work right there in the city?
Yeah. So you got something pretty big happening here.
I'll be right back here in a couple of days.
This is my place. Tommy McDonald, huh?
See you around.
Hello?
Hey. Turn on channel 11. They're going to do your interview in 1 minute.
Spaghetti. Do you think maybe I could watch your TV just for a few minutes?
Okay.
Vince Papale, a part-time bartender, will be at Eagles training camp in just 2 days. This is
Vinny,
no Tinseltown fairy tale, folks.
On
this
TV.
Is a real-life Cinderella story with a cleat instead of a slipper right here in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God, my neighbor's famous.
Good luck, Vince. We'll be pulling for you. Don?
Thanks, Wade. Certainly a different approach being taken by new Eagles coach Dick Vermeil. In other news tonight, a 3-alarm fire broke out.
Change of game plan, coach?
Just need to shake things up. If it means doing this for a couple of weeks, might not be such a bad thing.
Just be careful, Dick. This isn't UCLA anymore. These are the toughest fans there are. They threw snowballs at Santa Claus, you remember?
Uh-huh.
Gonna get some sleep?
I sleep in December.
Not if you make the playoffs.
Thank you.
Hey, Petey.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Nothing. I was over at Mom's for dinner. Sunday night, you know. Figured I'd just stop and see if he was here.
You been here long?
Nah. A few minutes is all. Big day tomorrow, huh?
I mean, I guess. You know, see what happens.
It's a good thing, Benny. No matter how long it goes. Even if it's just for a day. I never said good luck to Andrew, you know, before he left for Nome. You do good out there, okay?
Just don't touch anything that's not yours.
Name's spelled wrong.
Nothing personal, but by the time I get to it, is it really gonna matter?
See who's who.
It's not what I meant.
Better be good, Logan, boy.
Rookie, you got 1 year, buddy.
You better be ready month to month.
Welcome to the NFL.
Gentlemen, you're about to hear me say a word you'll never hear me say again. Lose. Means to fail. Means to be reduced. To surrender. To relinquish. Over the years, this team has surrendered. It's been reduced. This team has failed. No more. No more. Starting today, we are on a path toward winning. And that's going to require a lot more work and sacrifice than many of you are used to. 6 straight weeks of two-a-days. We'll go 3 3.5-hour sessions. We are going to shake the rust out of these shoulder pads, and we're going to become winners. And I don't care what your story is. Veteran, rookie, free agent, I don't care. You earn a spot on this team by what you show me on this field. That's it. I play no favorites. None. All right. Let's go to work.
1, 2, 3, 2. 1, 2, 3, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 1, 1.
Thank you.
later. Next time, Stan. Oh, Dick. What do you think you're doing out there, Pops?
What?
It's the first day of camp. Might want to settle down. Try helping out the ones who are actually going to make this team.
.442, Papali.
Thanks.
Dinner's at 7. Receiver's meeting at 9. Lights out, 11 o'clock.
Hey, Coach. Isn't there someone else in here?
Not anymore.
Hey, big guy. Come here for a second. Check this. Ooh, she's cold-blooded, huh? You dig that?
Giant shirt? Were you trying to get me killed here?
So how'd it go?
Got a room. Just haven't unpacked yet. I mean, it's a little different from playing with Max and the boys, that's for sure.
Oh, I'll be sure to let them know that.
Hey, you working tomorrow night?
I just thought maybe if you weren't doing anything.
Not that we'd be, you know, doing anything official, but...
Oh, well, being as you put it that way. Sure, yeah.
Great. Hey, thanks for the package, really.
No problem.
All right, I'll call your mom.
All right, bye.
Gotcha. She was right, old man. You ain't going nowhere.
Gotcha, man. Yeah, put it.
Come over the sleds.
All right, team, let's move it.
You heard the man. Let's move it. Move. Yeah.
You heard the man. Get over.
Philly, huh?
I needed a change. New city seemed like a good start.
Yeah, I do. Hey, Angie.
My ex.
Husband?
Boyfriend. He wasn't what he said he was.
What did he say he was?
Single. How about you, if you don't mind me asking?
Married 5 years. Showed up one day and she wasn't there.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
So now you play football.
I've been playing since I was a kid. Nothing big, you know. My mom was the one that got me started.
Your mom?
Yeah. She was a great athlete. I mean, she got sick when I was really young. Had a lot of medical problems.
What about your dad?
He worked at the factory. He'd come home as much as he could, but, you know, had to pay the bills. I think her medical condition really bothered him a lot. He always had the Eagles. You know, he'd love to tell the story to Steve Van Buren.
The 48 championship game? I have 5 brothers, remember?
Yeah, I remember now. Anyway, I mean, you talk about Steve Van Buren scoring the only touchdown against the Chicago Cardinals, which won them the championship.
7-0.
You know all that.
First cut's always the deepest.
Coach wants to see you. Bring your playbook.
Coach wants to see you. Bring your playbook.
Bring your playbook.
love to see you. Bring your playbook.
Once again, the evening's top story. Union leaders are now calling for a strike against Westinghouse. 2,000 workers could be on the picket lines as early as tomorrow night. And now over to Wade Chambers and sports.
Now, the biggest news today from Eagles training camp is that Philly's own Vince Papale has made it past the first round of cuts. The part-time bartender remains a long shot to make the team, but the mere fact that he's still around, well, that's amazing in itself.
Vermeil's coaching staff seems to be focusing on defense this year.
Welcome to special teams, gentlemen. The only way that many of you will make this roster is by proving yourself right here. To be successful, you must throw away all fear. Speed and agility are critical, but desire and determination are even more important.
Ready. Move it, move it!
That's it.
Got it. There you go, Banks! Way to bring it home.
It's good, right?
Yeah. Next!
Keep them on the 20. There you go, Samson! That's what we're looking for out here!
Mm-hmm. Cream's coming to the top now, Pops.
Ooh, give me some.
Oh, yeah.
What you doing in here?
I'm not supposed to run all this stuff.
That stuff protects you. It's there for a reason. You can't wear quarterback pads. You won't last a week wearing those.
Nothing personal. It's really gonna matter.
Side. Better figure something out if he wants to stick around.
Chicken soup. Cures everything, yeah?
Tommy been in yet?
Not so far.
Anybody take you to Columbo's yet?
Best cheesesteak in Philly.
Anybody ask him?
Oh, Maxie don't have you working Friday.
Long as 9 o'clock gets you back for your curfew.
All right.
back pretty fast, huh, buddy boy? You really think a nice-looking girl from New York's gonna come back, start over on us, just because everybody's cheering for you, trying to be an Eagle?
Just talking here. What's your problem, Johnny?
You'll still be nothing, man. When all this is over and done, nothing. Just like the rest of us.
The snow fell without a break. Buffalo died in the frozen fields, you know. Through the coldest winter in almost 14 years.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey.
So this is the place, huh? As good as it gets?
Yeah, it's a little busy tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, you're Papali, right?
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Keep sticking it to those guys, all right?
All right. Sorry about that.
I guess we're still on the team, huh?
Yeah, well, a lot more cuts to go.
What?
I was just thinking, you know, I didn't think I was going to make it past the first week of all this. And now that I have, I mean, maybe it's just better if I just think about one thing instead of everything else. For right now.
Everything else. Did you think this was a date or something? Vince, I'm the last one that wants to start something right now. Barely a month ago, I was with the wrong guy. You were married. We're not exactly the perfect match.
I didn't mean for it to sound like that. That's not what I meant.
No, you know, Max thought I was going to be busy over his place tonight, too, so I'm going to go over there and see if I can help him out.
Janet.
Yeah, we'll do this another night. I'll tell everyone you said hi.
Frank's, right?
Mm-hmm. Vermeil's trying to mix things up. He's putting rooks with veterans, veterans with rooks.
Crazy.
So you like everyone else around here?
Even though I hate you, yeah. I'm a center, I hate everybody.
Yeah, well, your weak side block, it's not good enough.
Says who?
I heard some coaches talking.
What color are my knuckles?
What?
What color are my knuckles?
The white.
They're white. You see white because my weight's for it means I'm coming after you. If I'm laying back, the color comes back.
I'm tired of watching you get hammered every day.
I appreciate that. Anything else I should know?
Yeah, there's the Giant shirt hanging in my closet.
First group again. Set.
You heard him. First group.
All the way. All the way. Put through. Put through. Come on.
You do know we have a whole season in front of us.
We're still looking for the last five players, right, AC?
I know. But do we need to kill the first 40 to find the last five?
Brett! Nutcracker, other side of the field.
Come on,
not quick enough, German.
Come on.
All right, again.
Now.
Let's go! It ain't over! It ain't over! It ain't over! Come on!
Let's move him downstairs.
All right, gentlemen, lower field. Let's move. Let's go.
Start for new head coach Dick Vermeil, the Eagles losing their preseason opener today to San Diego 20-7. Still with the team for one more week at least, South Philly's own favorite son, Vince Papale. New week, same story. The Eagles, losers of their opener a week ago, dropped their second straight game today, a 14-7 decision to the Steelers. Well, let's just hope this isn't the beginning of a long season, folks. Dick Vermeil was hoping for a honeymoon. He'll have to win a game first. Miami handing the Eagles their third straight preseason loss today, 24-16.
Jenny.
With final cuts only days away, South Philly's Vince Papale saw a noticeable drop in playing time as the Eagles lose to Cleveland tonight, 21-17, bringing their preseason record to 0-6.
What brings you back to the old neighborhood? Don't you guys have kind of a curfew out there?
How you doing, Pop?
You know.
That was a hell of a time borrowing money from me, Pop, with the strike and all. Talk to Maxie and get my hours back.
They let you go?
No, not yet. They will load them all. I've just been kidding myself, Pop. I mean, I don't need some hack from South Philly. These guys are playing the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Roger Staubach, Ed Jones, Randy White. They need a football player, but they don't need me.
Look, Vince.
It's gonna happen sooner rather than later, Pop, right? I'm just tired of letting everybody down. You know, Sharon, the school, and everything that's going on with you and Tommy and everybody. That's what's gonna make tomorrow hard.
You know how I used to tell you about Van Buren scoring that touchdown back in 48? Yeah, I know. I know. That touchdown got me through 30 years at that factory. Got me through all those times your mother being sick. When I told you not to get your hopes up, didn't mean that I wasn't. Okay?
Okay, so we got one receiver slot open. It's either Sampson or Papale. Let's just go around the table.
Sampson.
Sampson.
Sampson. But it's closer than I thought it would be.
Sampson.
Your job's hard enough, Dick. Go with a guy like Papali next year, once you've established yourself. You've got Mr. Toes, the media, everyone breathing down your neck. A good share of the veterans don't even like him.
He's got heart.
People don't want heart, Dick. They want wins.
Knock, knock.
Hey!
Remember us?
Yes. I needed this.
Hey, Dad, can I try on the helmets?
Yes. They're right over there. Put them back where you found them, all right?
They wanted to bring you dinner.
Wow.
I guess we're a little late.
No, this is great. This is great.
You look exhausted.
Well, thank you.
What's going on?
No, we're thinking about letting go of Papali.
Hey, isn't that your decision?
I mean, this time it's a little different.
But you said he was somebody you could build a team around.
Carol, there's a lot of other things to consider here.
What was it that you used to say to your kids at Hillsdale High? The character is tested when you're up against it?
Yeah. And that's not the problem here. He's got plenty of character.
You said I was talking about him.
Papali, coach wants to see you.
Hey.
By the time he's out here.
Got ourselves a roster, hit it. Good times, baby.
Hey, coach.
Hey, Vince. Come on in. Close the door. We haven't had much of a chance to talk, have we?
Not really.
Hey, holding up?
Yeah, a couple bumps here and there, nothing bad. So how you doing, coach? You hanging in okay?
A couple of bumps here and there. I'm all right. It's not college, that's for sure. Everything about it's a little faster, a little harder. I'm sure you can relate.
Just want to thank you for sticking with me for this long, coach.
Why don't you hang on to that for a few more months? Welcome to the Eagles.
When's the last time you've gone 2 days without you needing a jump?
Sorry, I tried Pete.
You kidding me? This car's worse than yours. You both be stuck here. Your cable's good. Looks like you got a charge. Hey, buddy, you sure this thing won't start? You kidding me? You kidding with me right now?
Nope.
You're a freaking Eagle, aren't you? You're a freaking Philadelphia Eagle!
I wanted you to know first.
This is huge. This is bigger than when Tony Pannalato came back from Nam with the Bronze Star. Give me the keys. Go to Max's. You're buying.
Hey, how you doing with the strike and everything, all right?
I'm good now. I'm good now.
He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. Number 83, Vince Papali, Philadelphia Eagles.
contender right here.
Congratulations.
I was kind of quiet as fuck.
Yo, you, Harold Carmichael, Bill Burr, you're going to be playing with these guys.
You did it.
The seats are going to be so much better than ours this year.
Yeah, don't go giving mine away, all right?
No, what you said.
Kingy!
Hey, Pop. Stevie Van Buren's got nothing on you.
Thanks, Pop.
Maxie, line him up. It's my turn to buy.
Dad, from the Eagles.
Thanks, Maxie. Tonight was great.
Forget it. There is something important I want to talk to you about, though. I've decided you can pay me back anytime you want.
First check.
Proud of you, Vince.
Thanks. Let me ask you a question, Maxie. Oh, Johnny.
He's scared, that's all. Put yourself in his place.
I don't even know what's going on, you know, in his mind. I mean, he's been doing nothing but rhyming the past few weeks.
Yeah, I know. He thinks you're gonna leave. It's the worst time in his life right now. He's got no job, he's got no family. He's just got us. You're one of us. You know how it works in South Philly. Our strength has always been in our numbers.
Must have been something I ate. Oh, yeah. Room service. Definitely.
Now the crowd welcomes Tom Landry, NFC Coach of the Year.
Let's go win! Watch your outside!
last game of the regular season is underway.
All six of our preseason games now this. 0-7. It's not exactly the direction I was hoping for.
Could be another long season, Eagle fans. Not only was the team no match at all for the Cowboys, but South Philly's Vince Papale was a total bust in his pro debut. Coach Dick Vermeil's heart may have been in the right place, but this team needs players right now, not 30-year-old bartenders.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days. These days. These days I say.
Walking around. I needed to tell you something. You know, that night at Columbo's, I...
You don't need to explain.
I know, please. It wasn't that I was just thinking about that one thing. I was just scared because I knew the way I could feel about you. It was just too soon, at least for me. I don't know what's gonna happen with all this, even if I never got to see you again. Go off, you get married, you have 5 kids. I just wanted to let you know how I felt.
I can't, Vince.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll see you at work.
Run into that this week, and there's a good chance we will. We'll work deep to short, high, low, corner. The corner bites, first option will be Carmine. Then he falls off, Mike, you stick your foot in the ground, and you get rid of the ball fast. He hesitated last week, he can't afford it. Charlie will be right here. Take the short man, the long man's not there. Hesitate, guys. Let's take what the defense gives us, and let's move the chains.
Thank you.
What are you doing here? Come to watch us get dragged through the mud?
No, I was just driving around.
You know, Vince, I don't know how much longer the Eagles are going to need you. But your friends could use a little help.
I got a game this weekend. I can't, Johnny.
You know that?
What's up, Max?
What's up, man? Good to see you.
Let's just play some ball.
Thank the boys of mine again.
Yeah, guys.
Well, thanks. Even if this is your last game with the Eagles, win one for the boys in the neighborhood, huh?
Hi.
Hey.
Vince. Oh, my God. Are you our... What happened?
Oh, it's nothing. Max and the boys need a little help with the game tonight.
You're the help? What do those guys look like?
It's good to see you. How you doing?
I'm good. What you said the other night... I don't know. I guess I needed a couple days to hear it. So if you still... I wasn't done. I can finish later.
Morning. Any sleep?
Not too much.
Neither did I. Well, look at it this way. If it doesn't work out, at least we'll have a great lawn back in L.A. Give him hell.
Find a way to beat a team with better talent. I believe that. And you guys are not the team that's short on talent here today. And I swear you'll never again be the team short on character. We need to find the soul of this team again. The soul that drove great Eagle players. Players like Norm Van Brocklin, Tommy McDonald, Steve Van Buren. They weren't just out here playing for themselves. They played for a city. People of Philadelphia have suffered. You are what they turn to in times like these. You are what gives them hope. Let's win one for them. Let's win one for us. Bring it in.
1, 2, 3,
Eagles!
Receiving a mixed greeting for the fans here at the Vet. No surprise given the start to their season. Six consecutive losses in the preseason, followed by last Sunday's embarrassing loss in Dallas. Special teams were a disaster last weekend. If the Eagles are to have any shot today, they need to make a statement right here and right now. Away. is taken near the goal line. Spins off. Vince Papale putting the Giants back inside their own 15. What a turnaround from last week when Papale could do nothing right.
There you go. Good speed. Nice, Vince.
Yeah, baby.
Winner!
Greg Morton rolling out to the right. He's got an open receiver in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. And New York draws first blood. Fake, looking, moving out to his right. He's got Carmichael. Touchdown, yes! Eagles. Eagles and Giants now deadlocked at 7-7.
We'll get some points up.
Field tackle by Papale.
Somebody block that guy.
And listen to this crowd right now. How long has it been since we've heard that? The Eagles drawing new life from this crowd, but this game has become what we knew it would be all along. A grinded out defensive struggle in which every yard is hard to get. Again, the Eagles have been completely shut down. Fourth quarter, game tied at 14 apiece. Facing a key 3rd and 10 from their own 5-yard line. Sullivan hit the backfield. Now finding some running room. Oh my. brought down very close to a first down. Official timeout for a measurement. Now, if the Eagles pick up the first down, they'll still have a long way to go for a go-ahead score. They are short by inches.
Fourth down. Punting.
Tight punt.
Eagle fans are not happy with the decision to punt, but Vermeil not taking any chances here. Now hoping for overtime.
Listen up. Tight punt.
Keep it safe. Safe.
This is a huge play for both teams. No room for mistakes on either side. Watch for the Giants to go for the block.
Come in, baby!
This is one!
Over left, right!
Come on.
It appears the Eagles are calling a last-second audible, changing the play.
What the hell is he doing?
And Papali with a tremendous break on the ball.
Come on, Vince.
Thank you.